Well, Motor City's Dale Earnhardt Jr. Have a new EP that's got us all revved up. They make a pit stop on Morning Becomes Eclectic today. Oh, the puns just keep on coming. And I did not write this, so we can blame Ariana, producer Ariana, for for this. But they do make a pit stop here on MBE ahead of their show tonight at the El Rey Theater. We've got Josh and Daniel in studio. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Good morning.
Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Wonderful. It's exciting to be back.
Man, it's good to see you. Has it been like 2 years now?
To the date, pretty much, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Well, how's everything going?
Everything's going really, really wonderfully. We're having so much fun in California.
Yeah. Yeah, how's the Big D?
It's good, I suppose.
Are you there?
That's a funny way to put it.
Are you there at all, or these days, or no? Or?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, okay. Well, are you ready to rock the free world?
Yeah, I think we are.
All right, let's do this. It's Dale Earnhardt Jr. Live on KCRW.
Little mind.
This next one that we're about to play is a...
Next
two that we're about to play are actually from our forthcoming LP, The Speed of Things.
Matter what we do, we end up a couple lines off. Mesopotamia. You know where things have been. It's the reason that I called you. Life's so different, or maybe not at all. I guess we're always wondering if it's me. Just supposed to roll your hips in time. You're supposed to see your age rewind. You're supposed to pull me like the sun pulls the earth. But you're
Jr. live on KCRW, and the song If You Didn't See Me, Then You Weren't on the Dance Floor, something we've been playing quite a bit lately on KCRW. It's from the Patterns EP that's new. They're live tonight at the El Rey, and we'll have tickets a little bit later to see the show for our KCRW members. Nice job, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So a couple songs also in there from the forthcoming album you mentioned. It's called The Speed of Things. So when is that set to come out?
I believe that we're headed for a fall release, but I can't be too certain. It's okay. Kind of up in the air right now.
Hey, well, thank you for, kind of sharing that with us so far in advance here at KCRW.
Anything for you guys, you know that.
Well, I do, and you know, it feels like we got a good thing going.
Yeah, we're longtime friends.
No, I mean, seriously, it feels like as a band, you guys have really just appreciated the station, so thanks for that.
Well, I think you guys were actually, like, pretty much responsible for this band being around. So, I mean, we started the band. We didn't really know that it was going to be a band. And then I remember the first time I saw a tweet about it being played on your show. And then we came to California. It was like on a whim, and the show was completely full. And it kind of made us want to make this a band. So I guess we owe a lot to you.
Well, thank you. That's nice to hear. That's nice to hear. Now, when last we saw you, it was around the It's a Corporate World album, and actually you were on our South by Southwest showcase in support of that record. And actually you were just in Austin, weren't you?
Yeah, we just played at the Parish in Austin.
Very nice. So you're doing a small tour, just select dates. Got Austin, Brooklyn so far. You set it off in Detroit?
We did. We had a show on Record Store Day to release Patterns.
It's kind of like our annual tradition now.
Yeah.
Record Store Day show in Detroit.
Very nice. And so how's it going? How's it feel on the road? You're just putting the new songs out there and sort of road testing them, if you will?
Yeah, it feels really great. We have, you know, a bulkier band now. I don't know if you can see through your window, but more of us.
Take a peek, Jason.
well.
Yeah, actually, yeah, you can't see. You can't see John, our new member, John Bisger. He's waving at you for your information.
Hi, John.
But it feels great. It's great to get back out there. I feel like writing the record ends up being such an introverted process, and then it's like a second life for all the songs to come out and play. It's like such an exuberant, extroverted moment that you get to have. So.
Sure. Do you have the sense that songs, you know, change in the live setting?
You know, I think they do. I mean, like the song Mesopotamia that we played in that last set, actually, it's so different when we play it live. It's got so much more energy. I think.
Are you done with the album, or is there, you know, still room to tweak, you know, based on what you're learning out there live?
I think we're done, unless you want to get on there with a remix or something. But no, I think it's been done since about January, so we did our part.
I see.
Waiting for everyone else to come along here.
Well, speaking of remixes, talk
we
about this.
Listen to your remix last night.
Oh, nice.
This is a Bob Marley song.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were watching NBA playoffs.
I know. How awesome is that? I was just kicking back on my couch and it came on. I had no idea. So it's sort of that amazing moment. But anyway, back to you. talk about this 8-bit plug-in remix. Explain this thing to us.
Well, I was just really, we rehearsed for 3 months just trying to figure out what else can we do to make the show like a circus. And it was, I feel like I needed a day off, at least my brain did. And so I've always wanted to do something with Nintendo sounds, and I found this plugin on this Japanese website called the Magical 8-Bit Plugin. And so I turned all of our tracks into MIDI files and then put it through this plugin. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, you got to tweak it to sound, you know, right, but it sounds like Nintendo. And I had so much fun doing it that I decided I should put video to it. So then I started chopping all these Nintendo games up and putting that to the music, and it was really fun. I stayed up really late, pretty much like 24 hours up doing it, and I realized it was kind of a stupid thing to do that for, but people like it, and
I like it. It's my favorite thing.
Our drummer really likes it, and that means a lot to me.
And also, there's a whole scene for this, right? For the 8-bit.
Yeah, they're called like chip tunes, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Insane. That's great.
We've got like every Sega Genesis game ever on our tour bus right now.
Yeah,
actually,
we're
really into it.
More 16-bit, double the pleasure.
So looking forward to the show tonight at the El Rey. Do you you got a bunch of fans here in Los Angeles? I'm assuming it'll be good to see them.
Yeah, you know, this has actually been historically our biggest town of, you know, the most people come see us here. So
I thought you were gonna say historically our best looking crowd.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah. This is like the only crowd where you could be like, who? How many of you out there are models or actors? And like half the crowd would raise their hand.
LA people are not gonna like that comment.
Why? No, I don't think that's a bad thing. Like some guy the other day was saying to us, like, it just means that you're surrounded by creative people all the time. I think that's a wonderful thing.
I'm a model and actor. I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but
you're a Renaissance man.
You are. You're like the Leonardo da Vinci of our time.
You mentioned, you know, making the show a carnival. talk about the live performance. I remember the Austin show you had. I know Austin is sort of, you know, a world unto its own during South By because you have zero time to really set up. But you had the giant illuminated letters, right? The not a logo, but what were the letters?
Yeah, we have the junior lights that we
okay
that we
so that's
we
still
built,
on the road.
We
with
built
it.
In a barn in northern Michigan, and but at first they were I was controlling them with my lights while we were with my feet while we were playing, but now they're actually a part of a much larger and more involved show of lights and visuals, and I have more interesting audio things that I can do with my feet, so it's a more interesting show, I think.
Yeah, and there's an orb.
An orb.
Hypnotizes you.
It like a stationary orb?
Yeah, it's like an 8-foot orb. That
yeah. You're just going to have to come to see it.
Sweet. Sweet. That sounds cool.
Yeah, I think it's pretty fun.
So tell us what's coming up this summer. Are you doing any festival dates that you can mention that you're excited about? Anything interesting there?
You know, we're actually not doing very many festivals this summer. We're going to... we're going to kind of put the finishing touches on the full length, and we're going to start doing some other stuff that we've wanted to get around to doing for a little while, and then kind of, you know, playing some scattered shows here and there, but we're kind of gearing up for a big fall tour and all of next year, being really busy.
In support of the new album, so that's out later this year. It's called The Speed of Things. In the meantime, the Patterns EP is available. Dale Earnhardt Jr., our guests in studio. So do you have any new songs planned in this second set?
We do, actually. There's the first one is on the EP, the Patterns EP, but then the next three are going to be all brand new.
All right, very cool. Well, everybody, stay tuned for your chance at tickets to see these guys live at the El Rey tonight. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. live on Morning Becomes Eclectic.
No one knows what it was that made them go. Explore the dark, dark water. Your flashlight won't light as much as you would hope. When you're in the dark, dark water, all you have are the memories you change in the dark. In the dark. Now realize that you were so far down. Can your sun reach down to warm your body right? There's creatures there we've not seen yet, so beware when you're in the dark, dark water. If you rise too fast, your lungs will just collapse in the dark. In the dark. Maybe you were always drowning so far, and you just now realize that you were so.
This one's going to be on the full length. It's called Knock Louder. One, two, three, four.
When all the rain is pouring down, and there is no one else around, don't believe that I will ever share my world with anyone but you. Water leaking in, and all the cracks are wearing thin. Don't believe that I will ever share my world with anyone but you. And if they don't hear the door, just knock louder. And if they still don't, we'll scream at the top of our lungs. Ooh, we'll scream at the top of our lungs. And I will never share my world with anyone but you. Thank you.
quite young. Don't believe that I will ever give my heart to anyone but you. Sometimes a moment comes along. You heard about it in a song. Don't believe that I will ever give my heart to anyone but you. They still don't. We'll scream at the top of our lungs. Ooh. We'll scream at the top of our lungs. And I will never give my heart to anyone but you.
I don't wanna be carrying it no more.
Hey guys.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt. I know you have like one more, but that was awesome.
Thank you so much.
That song is great. So that was called Warzone?
That's called Warzone, yeah.
All right. Awesome, man. So I got my eye on the clock, and maybe if you can play one more, your choice, but I want to give away these tickets so we have time for that. Tonight, May 16th, Dale Earnhardt Jr., our guest in studio, will perform at the El Rey. We've got 5 autographed copies of the Patterns EP and 5 pairs of tickets to see the show tonight at the El Rey. Dale Earnhardt Jr. live. If you haven't won a giveaway from us in the past 90 days, call us for your chance to win. 877-600-KCRW. That's 877-600-5279. These EPs and tickets for the El Rey show tonight available to our current members only, first come, first serve basis. They're non-transferable. Okay, fellas, we'll take it away, and thanks again for coming through this morning.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Thanks, Jason.
Bye. tears. But I